Again the shadowed pool shall break in dimples round your feet. And when the thrush sings in your wood, unknowing you may meet another stranger sweet. And if he is not quite so old as the boy you used to know, and less proud too, and worthier, you may not let him go, and daisies are truer than passion flowers. It will be better so.
It was his last poem. It must have been written only about a month before he died. And I wonder quite what he meant. Oh, there are such millions of things I want to ask him. Now.
I expect that Roland had only just received the box of cigarettes and the collars and braces I gave him for Christmas. And I feel glad that he did get them, because he must have thought of me then. I can't tell you with what a sense of exultation I read Roland's 7 poems. It is strange that he who was so wonderful before has become even more wonderful through them, because they reveal an enormous amount, especially with regard to his love for you. Perhaps in years to come, if the fates allow, I may be able to write music worthy of them. I wonder if it would be possible to find out when Roland became a Roman Catholic. Thurlow, who is rather inclined to deprecate my lack of religion and open mind on the question of the deity, the resurrection, and so on, said to me in a letter not long ago that, at the front, God, as he calls it, seems to be much closer, and that a definite belief is almost a necessity. I wonder if it was that influence which induced Roland to a more open confession of religion. Edward.
I had tea with Victor on Wednesday. Of course, we talked about Roland the whole time. I'm going to write to him directly and send him the poem written at Ploegsteert, because on Wednesday he was talking a great deal about what Roland said at Uppingham, of death in war being his ideal.
Thank you very much indeed for your letter and the poems. You say that I have a right to see them. I cannot quite see that, for they are too intimate for it to be a right, or indeed anything but a privilege. They are yours, and yours alone. I think it probable, at any rate possible, that Edward suggested that you should not send me the poems. He would be quite justified in assuming that I should not understand them, for I am a very ordinary and matter-of-fact person. But I should be cold indeed if I could not grasp the exquisite beauty of his work. I can hear Roland saying some of those lines in conversation, "The elemental dust of war contrasted with, and all the loathsome pettiness of peace," is a theme he often discussed with me. I expect the medical board next week, but shall not be able to go to the front for quite 2 or 3 months, as the War Office have devised an examination in everything under the sun that has to be passed before going out. I don't think we need to apologise to each other for writing long letters about him. I find myself writing to you as if I had known you as well and as long as I did him, and Edward too. It helps to remember things. Yours very sincerely, Victor.
France, 22nd of January, 1916. In my bed with a candle beside me. Dear Edward, thank you so much for caring to tell me so much about him. Although I never met Roland, I feel as though I now know him well. You must have come through very deep waters, old man, and life in a Brighton hotel at such a time would have been intolerable. I do hope life has lost some of its sting for you now. I can't raise much enthusiasm over the people here, and in my turn also miss you. We could have such good times together too now, were we in rest, but fate has willed it otherwise. After this rest we shall face the music. For that I'm thankful you're not here. Our training is very like that in England, but compensated for by the glorious tranquillity and secure feeling of this place. It is beautiful too, but no one cares for aught save cards, whiskey, and other things. This morning, as orderly officer, I had to take early parade at 7. As I was walking down the path to the field, I saw the most wonderful sunrise I've ever seen. It was almost dark, and low down in the sky was a deep orange colour with purple bars across it.